Hello everyone, I'm Safi, your learning companion. Today, we're going to explore a fascinating topic that helps us make sense of the incredible diversity of life on our planet. It's called taxonomy and classification. So, you might be wondering, what's the big deal about naming and grouping living things? Well, it's really important because it gives us a standardized way to organize and understand the vast array of species that exist. Now, here's the interesting part. Taxonomy is the science of naming, describing, and classifying organisms based on shared characteristics. And classification is the systematic process of organizing these organisms into hierarchical groups based on their similarities and differences. This helps us see how different species are related to each other and how they fit into the bigger picture of life on Earth. You might have heard of the Five Kingdom classification system, which was proposed by R.H. Whitaker back in 1969. This system organizes all living organisms into five major kingdoms based on things like cell structure, body organization, mode of nutrition, and reproduction methods. So, let's take a look at these five kingdoms. We have Monera, which includes prokaryotes, then Protista, which includes unicellular eukaryotes, followed by fungi, plantae, and animalia. Now, let's dive a bit deeper into Kingdom Plantae. This kingdom includes all multicellular, eukaryotic organisms that perform photosynthesis using chlorophyll. These are the plants we see all around us, and they're characterized by things like cell walls made of cellulose, autotrophic nutrition, and multicellular bodies with tissue differentiation. Does this make sense so far? Let's think about this. Plants are really important for our planet, and understanding how they're classified can help us appreciate their diversity. Within Kingdom Plantae, there are several major divisions, including bryophyta, or mosses, pteridophyta, or ferns, gymnosperms, or conifers, and angiosperms, or flowering plants. Each of these divisions has its own unique characteristics, like vascular tissue presence, seed production, and reproductive structures. So, plants are classified based on these characteristics, which helps us understand how they're related to each other and how they've evolved over time. Now, here's a trick to remember the different divisions of Kingdom Plantae. Just think about the characteristics that distinguish each group, like the presence of flowers or the type of seeds they produce. And pay close attention to the life cycle of each group, because that can give you clues about how they're adapted to their environments. As we summarize the Five Kingdom classification system, remember that it's a way of organizing living organisms into groups based on their characteristics. The five kingdoms are Monera, Protista, Fungi, Plantae, and Animalia, and each one has its own unique features. Understanding these characteristics is essential for understanding the diversity of life on Earth, and it's really important for fields like biology, ecology, and conservation. So, have you ever noticed how different plants are adapted to their environments? Like, how some plants can survive in dry deserts, while others thrive in wet rainforests. That's all related to their classification and the characteristics that define each group. And, who knows, maybe one day you'll become a botanist or a plant taxonomist and get to explore the amazing world of plants up close.